I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. State regulators held their final hearing on the sale of the closed Vermont Yankee nuclear plant today. As a witness for an environmental group said the deal lacks protections for the public. Michael Hill testified for the Conservation Law Foundation. He said cleaning up the site could be more costly and complicated than planned. Hill is an expert in environmental liability transfers. He said an additional insurance policy agreed to by the parties to the sale is still not enough to cover all the potential cleanup problems at the site.
To present this to the commission as something that should change its mind in terms of financial assurances is, in my opinion, speaking bluntly and under oath, a terrible thing to do. I think that the commission would be very ill-advised to accept this as any sort of evidence of any sort of protection.
North Star Decommissioning Holdings wants to buy Vermont Yankee. The company says it can dismantle and decommission the plant faster than the timetable planned by Entergy, the current owner. Vermont fire investigators are seeking the cause of a garage fire that caused a propane explosion and destroyed two houses. There were no injuries from the fire reported in West Burke on Sunday. The Caledonian Record reports that a propane tank explosion sent debris in every direction. Firefighters from nine departments took about 6 hours to put out all the flames. Until now, the town of Johnson, Vermont, has resisted adopting zoning bylaws, but next week, the select board is set to vote on form-based code regulations for the downtown area. Town administrator Brian Story says the idea has been in the works for several years, and it's been fairly well received.
They didn't like what the options were before this came along, but I've received a pretty good amount of local support for this.
Story says he thinks form-based code is a good fit for Vermont because it can help maintain a town's character without dictating how a building can be used. Form-based code regulates things such as building appearance and placement of parking, but does not say a certain area has to be residential or commercial. Johnson's lack of zoning was brought to the forefront this month when Dollar General started construction on a store there. The discount chain bought a parcel just under 1 acre, meaning it did not have to receive a state land use permit. Vermont lawmakers adjourned late Saturday night, but they will almost certainly be back at the State House in several weeks for a special session. That's because Governor Phil Scott has vowed to veto the budget and tax bills because they result in an increase in the statewide property tax rate. The Eye on the Sky forecast for tonight, mostly clear this evening, increasing clouds, a chance for a shower late, lows in the upper 40s to mid 50s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.